Thanks for coming ever so quickly. You're early. I just got out of the shower and thrown the shirt on. But now is good. I just need your help to rearrange some furniture. It won't take long. And in return, I promise you a home-cooked meal. It may look suspiciously like a pizza from the place down the street, and it may even come in one of their boxes. But that's just because I'm that good of a cook. The stuff I need moved is in the bedroom. So just follow me there. I suppose you wonder why Karen isn't here to help with this. Not that you're all that interested in seeing her. You and her don't get along all that well. But why she isn't here is a very good question. You see, we kind of had another fight. Well, actually, she cheated on me. I walked in on her and another girl last night. I guess I always kind of knew she wasn't a one-girl kind of woman. But this is the first time I caught her in the act. She was very sorry, of course. She always is when she does something to hurt me. It might help me feel better about it if it kept her from doing stuff like that again. But of course, it doesn't. So, as you may have guessed, I'm more interested in talking than having you help me with move any furniture at the moment. Sorry for the deception, but I was worried if I told you the real reason I wanted you to come over. You wouldn't do it. Yeah, I know you're always willing to talk, but it's a little more complicated than that. Her and I have already had a long talk on the phone earlier today. Things are all worked out, more or less. I'm going to give her one more chance. She might even stay faithful this time, because I was really mad with her. I think both of us were surprised at by how much. And somewhere, in all that anger, I ended up setting a condition on our getting back together. I'm not sure what made me do it, but I told her that since she cheated on me, I now earned a chance to cheat on her to make us even. She didn't like that, but she couldn't really complain too much. Besides, I think she knows how close she is to really losing me. So, now I'm stuck having to sleep with someone to get my revenge. But more than that, to even the score, and to make her realize what it feels like to have the woman you love seek pleasure in the arms of another person. Maybe then she'll finally learn her lesson. I realize this is kind of a stream, but desperate times call for desperate measures, right? Can I count on your support while I try to assert myself? You're always saying I let her get away with so much. Really? Thanks. So, should we get started? You know, started with the getting even sex. Oh God, I'm sorry, I thought you understood what this was all about. You were the one I was going to have sex with to even the score with Karen. Yes, I know I'm a lesbian, but I can't go into a bar and pick up some strange girl like Karen does. You know, I'm not like that, but all the girls I know, she knows. If I slept with one of them, that would make things awkward whenever they and Karen and I got together again. But you don't like Karen, and vice versa. It's already awkward when the three of us are together, so this won't make it any worse. Sure, she'll hate you even more than she does already, which will make this really effective revenge against her. But since I'll be having sex with you, you know, a guy, it won't really feel like cheating to me, if that makes any sense at all. I owe it to myself to have sex with a guy once, anyway. I don't know that many guys, and it's not like I'm going to pick one up at a bar any more than I would pick up some strange woman. I've never really thought of you as a potential lover, but I know that I've caught you staring at me sometimes, before you realize what you're doing. So you've definitely thought about it. Well, now, you can do it, and piss off Karen at the same time. So it's a win-win scenario, right? So just for once, let's be friends with benefits. Then Karen and I can go back to our relationship, for as long as that lasts. But that would be tomorrow. Today, you can have no-strings-attached sex with your kind of cute lesbian virgin best friend. We can do it however you want to do it. Well, except you can't come at me. That's the only rule, for what hopefully is obvious reasons. Then we can have some pizza, and if you feel like it, we can do it again. For today, I'm actually saying it's okay to treat me as a sex object, so you might as well get it out of your system. Let me get this shirt off. I'm still a little wet from the shower. If I'd really asked you here to move furniture, I'd have at least put some panties on under it. But as you can see, it's just me. I hope it's everything you imagined in your perverted little dreams. So, now it's your turn. I never really wondered what you look like naked, but I guess I'll find out anyway. I can even help you get undressed, if that helps. I can take off your shirt and pull down your pants. You're already hard. I guess I should take that as a compliment. Or is it just like that all the time? I guess I don't need to know. But I do need to pull down your underwear, I guess. Oh wow, that doesn't seem normal. It can't be like this all the time, or I would have noticed the bulge. I'm supposed to get that inside of me? No, I'm not changing my mind. I need to do this, or Karen and I can't get back together. Besides, I already told you we were going to do it, and it wouldn't be fair for me to change my mind. I've made you so hard, too. I guess I owe it to you to take care of it now. But I think I'll need to be more turned on than I planned for this to work. I just kind of figured you could put it in. But now I think I should be excited and wet for you to get that in. Would you mind going down on me? I do like getting it out. And a tongue is a tongue, right? Even though you're a guy, it should still work to turn me on. I'll lie down and you get between my legs. I guess I don't need to explain it to you. I keep forgetting that men do this to women all the time. You've probably done this to so many times before. I've only done this with women. Sorry. I talk when I'm nervous, and it's making me nervous to have you putting your head down between my legs like that. But go ahead, please. Go down on me. I'll just keep babbling probably a while. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to squeeze my legs together. It's just that your tongue. Never mind. Sorry. Let's try this again. I'll leave them open this time. There. Is that better? I'm not used to a man's tongue on me. I thought it would be the same as a woman's, but yours is bigger and stronger. And you know the things that Karen doesn't. Don't ever tell her that I said that, though. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab onto your hair. My hands just kind of moved on their own. I can let go if you want, but please keep doing what you're doing. It's working. It's making me so wet, so very, very wet. Do you want to put it in me now? You want to, right? Shouldn't be the only one having fun. And we do need to have sex to get even with Karen. And honestly, I think I kind of want to see what sex with a man feels like. Just once, at least. So, how should we do it? Should I just keep lying my back? Or I could be on top. Or I could be on my hands and knees. Hands and knees? Okay. Doggy style. I guess they call it. For day, I can be your bitch. A bitch that likes to ramble because she's getting nervous about you kneeling behind her and feeling the head of your cock against her pussy. No, don't stop. Don't apologize. We're doing this. We have to do this. All the way to the end. Even if I don't enjoy it all that much, I want to finish. But I think I might like it, given how excited I am right now. So push it in, okay? Push it against me harder and harder until I open up for you. And you. And you. So that's it. I have a cock inside me. Your cock filling me up so much. Go ahead and move it. Start slowly, but do it. You have to fuck me. Ugh. Yeah, just like that. Does this feel good for you? Do you like having sex with me? Maybe you like hearing me moan for you. Or maybe you like seeing how turned on this lesbian is by all of this. I can't help but move with you as you thrust into me. If Karen could only see all of this. She won't see it, but I'll tell her all about it. She'll have to sit through every little detail if she wants to keep me. She'll have to be the one to know what it's like to be cheated on. And not just with another woman, but with a man. She's never had a cock in her, like I have right now. But I'll let her know exactly how it feels, how hard it is, and how it felt when it moves in and out of me. Ah, as good as her fingers and her tongue feel, my pussy was made for a cock. Even a vibrator isn't this good. It's not real like you are. I still like women. I still love Karen. But I could almost see myself having a boyfriend someday. If sex is always like this. Wait. Take it out. Take it out. No, you aren't doing anything wrong. And I'm not changing my mind. But I want to be looking at you when we finish. I owe that to you. To me too, maybe. And I kind of want you on top of me, so let me just lie down on my back again. Now hurry. Get it back into me before I go crazy. There. Much better. Your body's pressed against mine, your chest against mine. Now I can look into your face. Your eyes as you make love to me. I told myself I wouldn't do this, that it would complicate things, like letting you come inside me, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to do. I shouldn't, but I really want to do it now. You're doing me a favor, so I owe it to you to let you come in me, if you want, even if that is really intimate, even kind of dangerous. Ah. So please, I'm so close. I think you are too. Leave it in me. I want to feel you come inside me. Right when I'm coming too. Let me wrap my legs around you and then I want to. I need you to come right now. Ah! Ah! Oh god, what was I thinking? This is so crazy. The revenge thing, sex with you. Oh, and the best part, letting you come in me. Getting pregnant will really fix things between me and Karen. No, don't worry. I can't really say I'm sorry any of it happened. I did enjoy it. A lot more than I should have, all things considered. If Karen can't deal with any of this, well, you're in need of a girlfriend, aren't you? I'm not saying I'm committing to that. I'm just thinking ahead, in case things with Karen and I don't work out. Or maybe I'll catch her cheating again, and need to get even. So, I did promise you pizza. Hand me my phone. I can order it from an app. It just takes a few presses of a button, and there. We have about half an hour. That's just about enough time for a shower. Well, a shower for two people, at least. If you want to get all soapy and sexy with me. And if you should get a little turned on while we're showering, I'll know exactly how to fix it. Oh, and one more thing. The place I ordered pizza from? Karen's their delivery person today. I suspect she'll want to deliver the pizza here herself when she sees the order. I know that it's pushing my luck with her, but I want you to still be here when she arrives. And maybe, just maybe, after the shower, I'll have the courage to let you take me on the couch. So when she lets herself in, that will be the first thing she'll see. That might be too much for her. She might break up with me for good. And then I'd be stuck being your girlfriend instead. I think I could live with that.